Welcome to the TG Fanaticos podcast.
What about it? What about it? What we gonna do?
Hey,
let's pool our money and get us some whiskey. Let's do that. Regan, do you like whiskey?
I don't. I wish I did because it looks cool.
Would you call it whiskey if you drank it? Like, I know there's a difference between, I think, bourbon is not whiskey, scotch is whiskey. I don't know how all that works.
No, I don't either.
I think it just sounds cool saying whiskey.
It sounds cool.
Drink it.
And it looks really cool.
Yeah.
That short glass, I saw a video of, he's like, I'm going to show you how to make my favorite cocktail. And he just pours a glass of whiskey, bottoms up. It does look cool with that big ice and that very refined glass sitting in a leather chair. I like the look of it. I don't know how you drink that stuff.
No. But, I mean, it sounds tough, too. You're drinking whiskey.
Hell, yeah. And you go to a bar and order a shot of whiskey, and they're doing doubles, and, you know, it's just like you're a badass.
Yeah. I'm not man enough for it, I guess.
Not either.
No. I could shoot tequila.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get down on a tequila shot if the moment is right and they're passing them around.
And, oh, my God, you know I love an island girl.
Yeah, right. You like the fruity drinks.
Coconut rum, banana rum. Splash of pineapple, splash of orange, splash of Sprite.
A little fizzy, a little bubbles. I like something with bubbles in it.
So good. So good. All right. So we have the top five date ideas for adults. Top five date ideas for adults. We started yesterday, movie date. That was what we had and made such interesting conversation around such a simplistic little topic.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. You know what we don't do?
What?
Take out the garbage.
What do you mean?
Because I'll look at garbage that needs to be taken out in there, and I forget to take it out, and everybody else, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm not saying that like, y'all need to take the damn garbage out. I'm just saying, we walk in, and there
a big bag of garbage right there.
And it may be my turn, I think. To do it. So I'm going to do that, and then we will come back to the top five list in just a few minutes.
More of TJ's Fanatico podcast is coming up. Sure, it's critical. Sure. It's opinionated, but it's fun. It's the TJ Fanatico podcast.
Whose are those glasses, Riggins?
We don't know. I found
don't
them
know?
We found them in the office the other day. I said, Rob, are these yours? He goes, no, they're not mine. I said, and they don't even, I don't even think they're prescription. They're just glass.
What, they were in this specific office or in the office building?
No, in the office behind us.
Oh, you think they may be just like, what are those? The glare, the blue light things, blue blocker things?
I don't even think they're that. I don't see any difference.
Huh.
In the two.
They look cute on you.
Oh, do they? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They feel big. Feel really big. But I know that's the style. Everybody wears big glasses. Like when I was wearing glasses, I thought you want to get the small ones.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody wears big glasses.
Yeah, big old ass glasses.
Ask your wife.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, those things live in their own zip code. I mean, those are ridiculous.
And now she's gotten all these different, you know, designs. Like she has, they're called, what are they called? Peepers.
Peepers.
That's a reading, like a company that makes reading glasses. And I think they're called Peepers.
They look cute on her. They're very cute, but they are huge. I mean, they're just
and she doesn't massive. She doesn't clean them properly. So I think my little friend Jenny has posted pictures on social media that says showing how dirty Jody's glasses are, and say if Jody ever tells you you're pretty, it's bullshit because she can't see.
That sounds
out
like
of
Jenny.
These glasses.
Sounds like something she would say.
Yeah, she and handsome husband Michael say, Jody, you've got to be just taking your fingers and putting them on the lenses of those glasses to take them on and off. Because they're just, really? I ain't even noticed.
Yeah, because you're not wearing your glasses.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, I think I was going to say, we'll probably talk about this in, no. We'll, Jody and I will talk about it on our podcast an incident she had this past weekend as an old lady that needs to have glasses on all the time.
Oh, no.
So I don't want to give it away now because God knows we need the material for that other show.
No doubt about it. I get it.
All right. So top five first date ideas for adults. We are at number four, and it is the coffee date. The coffee date.
Solid.
Yeah. Now, you know, a coffee date, Riggins, used to not be a thing in small southern towns.
That makes sense.
Because there were no, you know, Starbucks or places like that. If you went what was called a coffee shop back then when I was growing up, it was a diner or a truck stop. That was the coffee shop. Like, my dad would go every morning to the coffee shop, and he'd meet up with his old man friends. And I say old man, they were probably in their 40s.
Yeah.
And but to me, they were all old men.
They were old.
Yeah. So that was the coffee shop. My father-in-law had the same setup where he lived, but he lived in a bigger city, and it was Shipley Donuts.
Yeah.
That was where he went, you know, called that the coffee shop to meet his buddies in the mornings.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't ask someone on a first date to meet you for coffee in rural Louisiana.
Totally get that.
And I don't know if you'd do it now.
What do you, oh, in Louisiana. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're rural Louisiana. I know in Winfield, Louisiana, there's probably, I don't know. I say there probably isn't a Starbucks type coffee shop or a Panera, but that's what you're talking about, right? When you say a coffee date now, you young people, is it somewhere like Panera or something?
Is it
more of a fancy coffee shop?
I would imagine if you're talking about a coffee shop date, it's an independently owned coffee place. Even a Starbucks seems like you don't do that.
So it's somewhere where the menu is written in chalk.
Oh my gosh.
Like that or no?
Yeah, I live next to this coffee place called Coco and the Director. I'm not kidding. And you look inside this place, you're like, what is it? Is this a coffee shop? And like the floor is lit up with LED underneath. So it's like stacked in a way so that you can sit and take like Instagram pictures. I mean, it's style to the max. But yeah, that's what it was, Coco and the Director.
Okay.
And I mean, there's just people with their, you know, thick glasses on and looking very cool in their sweaters. And
but meeting on a first date for a meal is too much. It's too much of a commitment. So just stopping in for coffee. And then so you can do that during the day.
Yeah.
You can't have, you know, meet me for a drink usually during the day. Right.
Doesn't really work.
Wouldn't do that.
It works any time of day. You could do it after dinner. You can do it before lunch. And you can fit multiple in a day. Mm-hmm. If you want to do three coffee dates, you can certainly do it. And it also, there's a time limit on it. You know, there's, you finish the cup of coffee, you're out of it. It's not as big a commitment as going to dinner with somebody.
Yeah. And I will always say cup of coffee. I never say get a coffee. Yeah, I never say that.
Yes.
Like, I think I would say, you know, get a beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cup of coffee. You want to stop and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have it in a mug.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not out of some kind of fancy thing. I don't like espresso. I do like cappuccino.
You do?
That's pretty good, yeah. But my preference would just be regular coffee.
Yeah. And a coffee is a good date idea because it gives you a little caffeine. It immediately heightens your senses and you're kind of plugged into the person.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of distractions. I think it actually makes a lot of sense to do this.
But then I would have a problem going for a first date with someone if I were still dating, which, I mean, I haven't been on the dating scene for 61 years or whatever it is. But if I were dating now, I would have a problem inviting someone to meet me in such a liberal environment.
Yeah, well, they are all liberal, no doubt about it. Unless a Black Rifle Coffee is going to open up.
Hell yeah.
Pop up.
Hell yeah.
Which they might, I don't know. yeah, it's probably not your bag. But it's the first date you also want to...
What about Denny's? I meet somebody at Denny's for coffee.
That was going to be my question. Would you have taken somebody to the diner first date?
No.
Yeah, no, see, like, not. There's an environment aspect of it that just works as a first date.
Yeah. I take them to the Dairy Queen.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, you got to use what you got. I mean.
Yeah. So how often do you go to a coffee shop, Regan's, like we're talking about?
Now that I live in the suburbs, you just, never. But when I was living in the city, I every day. The barista knew the dog, so they let me sneak in with the dog, you know, to get my morning coffee before anybody got there. You know, you've learned those become part of your neighborhood, and you know them.
Yeah, I get it.
And they're not friendly to outsiders.
They're not.
They are not. A lot of these places you go to, you know.
Can you be masculine and go in there? Like if you're, let's say a construction guy went in, not wearing a hard hat and an orange vest, but you can tell he's a contractor or something like that. Work boots and things like that. Would they allow him in there in these coffee shops, or is it just like, more, I don't want to say feminine men, but more, you know, men with small dogs and things like that. Yours isn't a small dog, but I mean, a guy walking in with a Shih Tzu, you know, that kind of thing. Somebody that liberals would describe as toxic masculinity.
Well,
would they be allowed to even come into one of these coffee shops?
Probably not.
Even if they wanted to, they wouldn't be allowed.
I don't think so. I think Starbucks is where they draw the line on that stuff, because that coach for the Detroit Lions is a Starbucks guy.
Yeah.
And he's, to me, that he is like the man. Yeah, like he is really a man. Cool,
yeah.
He goes to Starbucks. But I think once you start going to the independent places with a lot of art and they sell their own beans there, any place that sells their own beans you know what you're going to be working with. So
it's all about the beans. It's all about the beans.
We actually roast these in-house. It's like, holy shit, are you serious? You know, so you got it. Suspend belief.
It's about the beans, Larry. It's all about the beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You got to get the beans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're making a living doing that. Good for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's their passion.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met one of these guys in one of these independent places. He was in a hard rock band, and they were actually nominated for a Grammy. And he quit the band to start his new career as he procures and roasts his own beans and then sells them. And he's like the most soft-spoken guy. And he was like, I was in a band, and I went to check him out. And like the first song was called like 6 Feet Under, Buried Below the Bodies. And it was just like,
like one of those types of metal bands.
That's the guy. Yeah. Like scream like you wouldn't believe. I'll play you some. And I went, that's the same guy that's roasting his own bean with like the toboggan on and like, you know, 120 pounds. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, what happened to that trend of people growing mushrooms?
What is that?
You remember like Alexis that worked for us was learning how to grow mushrooms and things, not dope mushrooms, but mushrooms to cook with and stuff. Do you remember that?
I don't remember. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, she went to that tour of the mushroom place and she teared up because, you know, it was all, you know, just growing something from nothing to these great, delicious treats and delicacies and all of that. Yeah, she went and took a tour of how they, and she was going to do it because that was becoming a thing where people were in the mushroom growing business. Is that not a thing anymore?
It's ringing a bell. I don't know. I don't know anybody that does it.
Are urban chickens still a deal? A thing? Because that was a big deal for
it was
a while.
A big deal. When I was living in the city, I saw chickens out free. But now, you know, I even posted a video. I was like, oh, my God, look at this. In the middle of the city, there's chickens walking down the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Must have gotten loose. I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Any attempt to turn, you know, the United States into a third world looking nation. And the chickens walking the streets, in the parking lots of the stores.
I mean, it's crazy. $7 for a cup of coffee. I mean, that's what we've become.
I figured it was be more than that, like at Starbucks or something.
Mine's $2.59. That's a cup of coffee.
How much is this Pike Place or whatever that Lindsay brought in here, like to, you know, just as a pound of coffee?
I would say that was probably a $12 bag. $11 or $12. Yeah, she got the regular Starbucks ground coffee. It's so expensive. It's just ridiculous.
Mm.
But it is good.
Yeah. Okay, so coffee date, number 4 on the list of good first date ideas.
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Maybe not.
No, I mean, that makes sense to me. I hear about it all the time, coffee dates.
You don't date Jody still? You know, they always say, I think it was Ashton Kutcher. He said, you know, it's important to still date your wife once you're together.
Yeah. I would love to more often.
Go have a date.
Yeah.
She's not up for it?
A lot of times, yeah, she'd be like, I mean, I don't really feel like it. We're going off for this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
For a getaway, just the two of us. It's going to be romantic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a special occasion?
Yeah, our anniversary is during the week, next week. So we're going on the little weekend, this weekend, the weekend before the anniversary. Just a little thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. 30 years.
That's crazy. Hard to believe.
I know. And I do see people my age all the time that I think look a lot older than I do.
What does that have to do with anything? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if I've been married 30 years, then I must be old. But, you know, I don't think I look that old.
No, you definitely don't. You certainly don't act
now. I
your age.
I move like I'm older than that.
Yeah.
You know, the body feels like I'm 90. But as far as looks, I think I'm okay not looking old. I mean, I have other problems with my looks, but not looking old.
No. No, you're fine in that area.
You know, I look less than my age, but still not good.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would rather look good and look older. If I could pick one or the other, I'd rather look good but look old.
Yeah.
Rather than look younger than my age, but look like I do.
Yeah, because no one cares about your age when you're gross. Yeah,
right. Doesn't matter. But I know in my heart that I don't look old.
Yeah.
Everything else about me is messed up, but. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow.
It's the TJ's Fanatical Podcast with TJ and Riggins.